where the clocks are aplenty and the sun is shining this morning, officially. You tried to tell me that an hour ago. Now I know the sun is early up and ready to go. And Melissa is here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So what's going on with the Chronicle Telegram?
Yeah, I should say that I'm good. Right now, due to a shortage, a power shortage, there is no printed edition of the Chronicle right now to any of our subscribers in the county. And on top of that, unfortunately, there are no pages to load to the e-edition. And the software to lay out those pages was also inaccessible due to the internet outage. So we're working on, you know, trying to get the news to our readers right now. They're working behind the scenes trying to figure out a way to, you know, maybe later on get it up to social media. So hopefully at some point today, everything that happened last night at all those council meetings and late night, you know, events will somehow get to our readers today. So we apologize for that, but we're working on it.
Okay.
And today's paper probably had the best column you ever wrote in it.
I think so. My husband might disagree, but yes, it was about our dishwasher not working anymore. And lo and behold, you know, I kept telling everybody, my husband and I are of that generation that if something breaks, you call repairman. You don't think to go to YouTube. We're not the YouTube generation. And everybody kept telling me, look it up on YouTube. You know, find that model, buy the part, and then just watch a YouTube video. And I was shocked that it worked because I really thought it wouldn't work. But it's washing dishes now.
Wait a minute. How much of it did you make it work? I thought it was a husband that...
I called the repairman.
Right.
And then they came out and diagnosed the problem.
Okay.
And that was the extent of it. Oh, I had to wash all the dishes that were in the dishwasher that were dirty.
You probably had a lot of help from your kids?
I did not. They were at school. But that's okay. It was probably better that way. I wasn't very happy when that happened. I was banging it, trying to get it to work again.
One thing we've seen...
She did unplug the power, though. She did the thing that...
Smart.
Right.
Very smart.
I did.
Yes.
I try to troubleshoot.
There's sometimes a man maybe take a shortcut and think, I'll just try to fix it, and then you have to make sure you pull the power out of the way.
Yeah, no, but it's working again, and it's washing the dishes, so I was very happy.
Did you know your dishwasher has a motherboard in it?
I would think so, just based on
you know where the motherboard's located?
No, of course not.
How long did it take them to fix this? I'm curious because I've done...
It took the repairman about 5 minutes to diagnose the problem,
right,
was the motherboard, and then it took my husband maybe 15 minutes. He said it took more time to get it out of the package, so he was, you know, it was kind of fragile,
right,
didn't want to hit anything.
And he then got all the screws out and kept all the screws and was able to reattach the inside panel?
Just put it right back in, and then I went and turned the power back on, and...
Now it's working, cleaning
it's
dishes.
It's working.
It's pretty good, 15 minutes.
Forks up or forks down?
We're a forks down family.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
I don't know. My mom goes forks up.
I go forks up. I have forks up because I have the way that it fits the handles. You get more in forks up. Everything goes up.
No, then I'm always poking myself. Or the kids will try to empty the dishwasher, and then they'll, like, grab a fork and, you know, poke their hand.
All right.
Now, just doing it for the safety of them.
One thing we've noticed over time is your columns have changed a bit because... Once upon a time, not long ago, the kids were a lot younger. You face different circumstances. Now, if I recall, you've got one on the road now, driving.
I do. He is 16 and a half. He's a junior now. And, that was a big change. And now, you know, my columns have changed from, you know, not being able to sleep at night, having to get up early because they get up early. Now it's kind of like I have to get them up early to get to school because, you know, sometimes that alarm doesn't. He doesn't hear it, he tells me. But, yeah, he's 16.
There's a clock right behind me that if you put
I'm thinking I should get one of these big ones that I could just have it, like, ding in his room all the time.
That would get him off.
Yes. And then the twins now, you know, they're 11 and they're in fifth grade. But, you know, now we're dealing with, you know, the preteen era and my daughter taking forever to get ready in the morning. She has to make sure her hair is perfect.
What was it like for you with your son driving?
I was really nervous at first because he got his license in the wintertime, but I think that was good because when he was doing all the driver's ed courses and classes with the instructor, she took him out on the roads that were slick and kind of not really snow covered, but wet. And so he got to see how it was actually going to be. Now, if it snows pretty bad out where we live. We're in the country, so sometimes our road doesn't get plowed first. But if it's bad enough, we've already said, you know, you're not going to be driving. I'll have to go back in mom mode and start being the transportation again. So maybe we'll have a mild winter again.
There's going to be one mild winter that's not a mild winter. Yeah. So they're going to eventually have to figure out what to do with the snow drift and turning into the skid and all that type of thing that needs to be done.
Yes. So, everything's going good and I'm still writing that column and still doing my Friday community page.
What do you see going on in the community? We're spotlighting Grafton, this area here in the county. What things are happening?
Well, before I came today, I got to thinking, you know, I was coming to Village Jewelers, but when I first started covering this, this was the old floral shop. And I actually interviewed Scott when he opened up his first store in Parsons Crossing. So it's kind of like a circle of life. You know, he started off over there and I wrote that story. And then this store opened up, you know, to be available. So he's now in the heart of Grafton. And I think it's nice, you know, that Grafton has such a good reputation that instead of building a new building, you know, you're able to go into an existing building, just like Lou's Pizza, you know, unfortunately with the fire that happened on April 1st. You know, that land is still vacant, you know, and torn down. But they're able to build, you know, just a couple, not rebuild, but take in a new place.
You and your colleagues wrote a lot of stories about how the community came together after that fire. Talk a little bit about that and where it stands today.
It was just amazing. You know, I had just finished up working out in Elyria and I saw the billowing smoke coming and I said, something's not right. And I said, I'm going to go check that out. I told my editor, Julie, and she's like, you know, go ahead and go down there. And I looked like I just finished working out. So you wouldn't have known that I was even a reporter. But luckily, people know me around here. And I parked my car over at ProTech, and I literally ran down here. And it was just such emotion. Nobody knew really what to say. There was tears. And then especially for the family of Lou's Pizza, they were all gathered at one of the houses up front over here, right across the street. And they were just hugging each other. And then people were coming up to them and just wanting to know what they needed. And throughout that day, there were other restaurants coming in to give food and refreshments to a lot of the first responders here. And so, you know, even after all was said and done, you know, the community is still going together. I think there's a sign right now that says the Grafton's strong. Mm-hmm. And it's on some of the storefronts now. It's like, you know, we're still behind them. And a lot of people are waiting for that first piece of pizza from Lou's. So they're hopefully in a couple of weeks or toward the end of fall, they'll be open for business.
And they're working on it right across the street.
Oh, yes. I'm excited because they have a patio now. You can go out and get your pizza and eat it out there. I think that'd be nice.
One of the other things that we saw in your recent column has to do with the Willow Park community build.
Oh, yes. They have a community effort together. They are asking for volunteers to go up to Willow Park, I guess down to Willow Park. It's south of town. And they're going to just revamp it. I haven't been there in a number of years, but my kids used to love going there. But it needs some TLC. So they're just asking anybody who wants to get together to go out there and help. I'm not really sure what they're planning on doing exactly, if they're going to be painting or if they're going to be, you know, putting down mulch. But I do know that it's a big community effort because that's one of the, you know, it's one of the bigger parks in Grafton because that's a lot of times where they do the fireworks at. I wrote another article about Steps for Elijah, and that's where they are raising money for their son, and they're starting over at Willow Park as well. So it's a pretty well-known park in Grafton that, you know, just, you know, it's one of those times that, you know, a park needs TLC. So
tell us a little bit about Josh Ford and what he's up to.
He is the first time I wrote about that family. You know, I really didn't know their story, and I knew that they had been through a hardship. And then I kind of got to know them, and I realized, you know, their son only lived for 34 days. He had I can't even say the disease he had, but it was rare. And so now, for the first time ever, he is actually planning to run for his son. He's diabetic, and so he was a little bit nervous, you know, didn't really know how to train for such an event. And so through the help of some friends from his church, He is now understanding, you know, how he needs to run and to build up his endurance. And he's pretty excited. He is really, you know, the whole family is amazing. And his family is going to be walking it. And then his wife actually hopes in a couple of years to go ahead and run alongside her husband. But it's just really cool because, you know, you don't really hear about this type of disease that this little guy was born with. And it's just a condition caused by an error in cell division. And, you know, they told her, you know, it wasn't going to be good. But for those 34 days, they loved on him. And, you know, now they're just trying to keep his memory alive.
So what you like probably about doing these different, covering this area, there's stories that you do relate to the people. They're ones that you have a chance to kind of develop a relationship and build a story as you're putting it together, as opposed to just sort of reporting on something that's happening and it has a beginning and a quick end to it.
Yes, you know? I've been very fortunate. You know, I've been covering the Grafton area prior to the twins being born, and they're 11 now. So it's a little bit different when I call up somebody, you know, they're not like, oh, who is that? It's just I've been able to build a rapport with all of these people. Or if I know of a story, there's usually another connection, like, you know, oh, well, Jim Smith told me about, you know, your family going through this. Or I'll have a Facebook fan. Social media now is very helpful in my job because I'm able to see if they're connected to somebody else that I know. And then we kind of build from that too. I'm just very lucky. I said, you know, when I went to journalism 20 some years ago, I never thought that, you know, I'd be able to do this job from home, let alone rely on social media to help me get there too. So.
Your reporter's notebook, your phone, then? Does it all become this equal size?
Oh, I still take notes. I you know what? I do not record interviews. I still have to. That's why my handwriting is so awesome right now. I cannot rely on my phone. I don't trust it. And I never have trusted the recording devices either. Because what happens if something happens? You know, you always have your pen and your paper.
Okay.
Or a pencil.
Not very trusting, it seems, about certain things.
But well, look what happened today to
the Chronicle Telegram, as we started. Yes, we're, you know.
Never thought that would happen, you know. I don't think there's ever been a time where not a single newspaper has gone out. And so this is affecting a lot of people, so, yeah.
Right. And with the backup being an e-edition, which what you'd have, and there's issues with that, too.
Yep. So
we're glad you're able to get here and share a little bit of the news.
You.
Do you remember what the front page looked like at all?
Oh, I'm going to guess it was the Cleveland Browns victory, though. That was a big one.
Oh, okay. Good editor choice on that one.
Yeah.
The Browns win on Monday night.
Yep.
And, the Indians, of course, getting ready for their big series against the Tigers. We'll take a look at that in a moment. Melissa, we appreciate your time this
Thank
morning.
You.
Thanks for coming in. And don't forget to get your ring repaired. You need to get that fixed.
He wrote me a note.
He wrote
that
a note.
Nice
she came in and
do.
Got it clean, shined up, and just got to make sure that
tightened up.
Make sure that.
The prongs are holding.
Yep, that's what we talked about earlier as well. So
you don't have a square one, do you?
No, I have a marquee.
The marquee. Type, yeah.
Yes.
You sort of tell that you can kind of guess the age of the people of marriages and certain things based
that's
on.
That's why I don't think people ID me anymore at Walmart. They look at my ring and they're like, "Oh, it's a marquee. You're like from the 90s."
You're good for that, right? Melissa, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it. Melissa Linebrink joining us, writes for the Chronicle Telegram, and.